L-O-V-E. That's Orange Juice, a record that still is requested a lot on the radio, although it wasn't a big hit for the band. From Orange Juice, Edwin and Zeke.
Hello.
Good
Hello.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Both looking extremely alert, I must say. It's good to see. Okay. L-O-V-E, Edwin, and that whole sort of Al Green thing, is that still important to the band, that soul end or whatever?
Yeah, but I'm a bit hesitant to talk about soul at the moment in the current musical climate.
Why is that? Because everybody's getting down.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a bit overused, that word. And a lot of the groups who claim to be playing things in a soul bag, it doesn't come across to me as soul or very genuine. So I'd like to steer clear of using that word.
All right. Well, what is it that appeals to you about that Al Green style of music, whatever we call it?
It seems to have a great deal of presence. Just really seems to hit you. It's a really gut emotion. I'm sounding like, I don't know, John Tobler or something.
Gut emotion. Do you write your own songs when you're getting them together from the emotions then, that it's not an intellectual exercise at all?
I don't know. We've been tending to take a different approach on every single album. The new material we've just been doing, we've just been reassessing everything we've been doing. And it's a lot more intuitive now. We're recording things live. We've just recorded a flexi disc for a trade paper.
A certain magazine.
Yeah, and that was done live. We did the same with the 12-inch version of Rip It Up, which is a new recording. And I think it's an approach that's going to be continued when we record the new album.
I think that's good because, I mean, that is a move back again, as you say, to natural reaction, to the performance is important as opposed to the technology in
that
case.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. Because, I mean, at the moment, I'm afraid that people are just into that very slick, professional, layered recording technique. Did I say into there? That's disgusting. Sounding like an old hippie, but actually it's just totally bland, I think, and insipid. And we want to get away from that approach.
We're talking to Aztec Camera earlier, and they were saying about progressive music. You know, we're getting all the phrases today.
Yeah, we certainly
are. Music.
Yeah. Zeke, is it fun being in this band? Because it seems that you've been on the edge of major success for such a long time now, and you've been there right since that success began to loom over the horizon, haven't you?
Yeah, it's fun. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in it, really. Not really bothered so much about commercial success. As long as we can get something to eat, I'm okay. It's quite fun because the band is open-minded about different kinds of music, which I'm into myself. Sorry for that expression again. But everybody's quite liberal about what kind of music we play.
So do you know when you go in to get things together exactly how it is going to come out?
No, we don't actually. That's the greatest fun about it. Not knowing what to expect, not knowing what it's going to turn out like. You've got a rough idea of what the melody is going to be like, but you don't actually know how it's going to feel at the end of it all.
Has that been the case from the beginning, actually, Edwin? I mean, back in the early days on Postcard, was it intuitive like that?
Yes, yeah. But the latest recording we've made, the Rip It Up album, it was a far more current album.
More contrived, wasn't it, really?
Yeah. I feel it was a real mistake because we have to really compete on our own terms, of course. And since that totally bland, vacuous period in music, you know, the whole new romantic thing and all the bands of that ilk, things have become really bad.
You really dislike the sort of stuff that's around in the chart at the moment, do you?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah. Anyone with any sense has to.
And yet so many people see it as a resurgence of real pop music, don't they?
Well, I think that's just a bit disgusting because I think we're always a band that's been very aware of our rock heritage, and that might sound pretty reactionary, but I think it's just common sense when you look at just how inspirational these groups were, how literate and perceptive people like Dylan were in the 60s, and Reed and people like that, and just rock and roll, it's fantastic, woo. It can be really inspiring and exciting.
And nowadays,
it's often abused.
Yeah.
And now it's just become production line and bands making one record, which perhaps is a blueprint, and then they keep on following that up.
We're going to go back now to a bit of music, actually, that predates Zeke. This is an early recording. Now, you joined, I think, Zeke, about the time of a re-recording of this, but I fancy digging this up, an old flexi from ages ago called Felicity.
Felicity.
It's great. It still sounds very good. Here it is.